Good afternoon. Welcome to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Montana Spitt.
A little slow on the draw there. We have a little bit of a Chinese fire drill going on here. We have extra guests. But we are all here. Actually, we have an extra group here today. It's a very exciting show. So sorry for that slow entry. We'll get this all worked out. First of all, I want to tell you, we have one of the most exciting guests that I think we've had on thus far. Mike O'Neill is with us. He's the CEO of Integrated Alliances. He's one of Forbes' top 50 social media influencers. If you've been on LinkedIn at all, I mean, most everybody knows what Facebook is. If you're in business or you're in the business world, you've probably seen what you might call the Facebook of the business world, but it's really way, way, way more than that, LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a premium kind of addition that you can do on the paid side called Sales Navigator. It is really, I use it a lot. It is an amazing tool. He's a Sales Navigator expert, speaker, author, futurist, industry leader. We're going to be getting to Mike in just a few minutes after our first segment. Before we get to Mike, though, I am honored and always honored to have the people with us that work behind the scenes to make this show. And you can't blame them for our stumbles when we start the show like we did today, because it's not their fault. They do a great job. They do our media work. They do the work that gets the post out on all the different places. And I'm so excited to introduce them. I want to start in order of their appearance. Leah Drost is with us. Leah, thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Let's tell everybody who you are.
Well, my name is Leah. I am the marketing coordinator for ESPN Biz Talk Radio. I started out as an intern. Well, I still am an intern, but I've been here for about 2 months, and it's been an incredible experience. I've been able to work with other interns, learn a lot more about the social media world and all what that's about, get a feel for radio, meet amazing show host, co-host, and work with great groups of people.
You are also still in college.
I am. I'm attending the University of San Diego. I will be a senior, so one more year to go. I'm majoring in communications and minoring in sociology. So,
have you figured out that your major in communications and doing this radio show internship kind of works together?
Yes, definitely.
You figured that one out?
yeah, just a little bit.
So, and you haven't just done intern work for us. You have now been promoted. You're actually running our interns, aren't you?
I am, yeah. So it's definitely been something, I want to say a challenge, but also a great experience to be able to, it's been something that I've never been able to do before, is actually be the one who's interviewing. I've always been the follower, and now I am taking on the role of a leader and doing new leadership roles I thought that I would never take on
before.
You're
going to bring a tear to my eye here if you keep going, because this is like really cool stuff.
It's awesome. I feel the power.
You feel the power. That's what we talk about all the time. Feel the power,
yeah.
Leah, right?
Yes.
So you were able to start hiring. You haven't fired anybody yet, have you?
I have not fired anyone, thankfully.
Pack a lunch. That'll be fun when you have to do that
someday, right? Oh, gosh.
But you did hire somebody. Well, first of all, we had some interns that had to leave because they were here for the summer. They had to go back to school.
Yes.
And we missed them tremendously. We were able to get some other really amazing people to come on board.
Yes.
And we have Deidre Brown with us. Deidre, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello. You are new, just starting?
Yeah, I just started last week.
So you really don't know what you're doing yet, do you?
No.
No. But you're here and you're ready to go to work. Now, you've already graduated.
Yes, I graduated June of last year.
And what was your degree in and where from?
I went to California State University, Los Angeles. I have my Bachelor of Arts in Television, Film, and Media Studies with the option in Broadcast Journalism.
Wow. And again, you end up with an internship at a radio station.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I know. Who knew? So what are you hoping to get out of this?
You know, I just want to learn all aspects of radio. You guys are really fun and cool, and I'm the social media intern, so it's really fun learning how to do different posts, interacting with everyone. And, you know, eventually I'm just going to be an amazing talk show host, so that's the goal, you know.
And we joked around about you being the next Oprah, but that's kind of really in the plans, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. I love that. That is so cool. Deidre Brown, thank you so much for being here. We're going to move on. Katie Jansen is with us, not an intern.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Katie runs her own company.
Yes,
I do. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing.
Great, thanks. So I've been brought on to BizTalk Radio to assist with the marketing, PR, digital strategy for the radio station. And also, I have my own consulting company called Advisology. So the companies that we work with here at the show and have on as guests and partners here at BizTalk, I'm able to help them with their lead generation, increasing sales for the company, marketing, digital strategy, and a number of other things to help out with PR for the organizations.
So you're in that area of the wild, wild west we call social media these days that 20 years ago none of us even knew existed, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And in fact, you'll really enjoy our guest, Mike O'Neill, coming up because he's kind of a famous, I don't want to say God in the industry, but that's kind of what he is.
I'm really
God
looking
with a small G, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome on board. We'll have you on a lot more to talk about the social media aspects.
Great.
And what you're doing. Thanks to all of you. I am so excited about the three of you being with us. And we have some more, Leah, we have some more interns coming on board.
Yes, we do. Yes, within the next following weeks, we will have more interns working with us. So we're really happy that they're going to be an addition to our team.
I have one more question for you, Leah.
Yes.
Can we someday tell everybody about your first day with us?
No. Oh, gosh. I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. That would be so cool. I think we should tell everybody about your first day with us. Not now, but someday.
Okay. All right. Okay. Someday.
We'll do that.
Yeah, in the future.
All right. Well, thank you. What? Now everybody's going, what in
You're
the
like,
world
what,
happened
wait,
on
what
the
happened?
First day?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
It has to do with horses.
It actually has to do with me being extremely gullible, too. Yeah.
We were so awful to you. I'm so sorry we did that.
I believed it.
We'll have to tell you folks one day what we actually... Okay, Montana, our co-host, is horrible about punking people. She punks people all the time. And she looks so sweet and innocent and British. And she just like you wouldn't think for the world that she's going to do something like she does. But you'll find out one of these days, she punks people all the time. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to get everybody switched around. I want to welcome to our microphones our co-host, our color commentator, and our voice of reason. So we will get everybody back in their chairs. And as soon as I get everybody introduced, and I remind everybody about one more segment we've got coming up with Ken Huebner, our voice of reason, we will be talking with Mike O'Neill after our first break. Got everybody back set?
Yeah, it's good to be back.
We're all here.
I had Mike envy. I was a little bit worried I wasn't going to get it back.
Oh, that's sad.
Mike envy.
Mike
did you
envy.
Just make that up?
I didn't know that existed.
Aaron, we can get some counseling for you.
There's not enough in the world to help me, Ken.
And that voice you heard was Ken Huebner, a voice of reason. Ken, thanks for being back.
Of course.
The reason you're back on... Well,
you drove me here, and then you said you're going on the air,
that's
right?
That's true. So, but we need you to talk a little bit about that real estate thing again, because we had you on talking about something that is happening in some other area of the country, some real estate that is really an interesting kind of temporary situation. And it's not like this is trying to sell anybody into anything, but kind of give a brief overview of what you talked about last time, because we had some interest in that. Some people wanted some more information about that, and I kind of wanted to give your number out again. So in case people want to pick your brain, they can. But kind of give us an overview of what you talked about last time.
By the way, a quick thing on housekeeping. Our intern that's using the camera for social media right now,
Deidre?
For Facebook.
Yes.
Yes, Deidre. My mom said to make sure you don't get my bald spot back here. So she's listening right now. So hi, Mom, in Nebraska.
It's too late.
And you know about not getting me from the side, from the stomach thing. If you're going to do that, remind me to hold my stomach in while you're doing it.
There are no egos in this room.
Whoa, that sounded good. All right,
so
real estate.
Now that we got your bald spot covered up.
Yes.
Or taken care of, or whatever you want to call it.
So real estate. So, I talked on the radio a little bit the other day, and unbeknownst to me, I gave out my number and said anybody could call me. You know, I just share what I've
And besides
learned.
Your mother, did anybody else call?
Yeah, my dad. Well, actually, she passed the phone to him. But no, it's kind of interesting because I lived in Southern California from 1983 until 2003. So 20 years I was here in Southern California, and you and I worked together a lot back then. And I had owned four houses. One of them, one or two, is a rental. One is a rental here in Southern California. And then I moved to Colorado, and I ended up having upwards of two or three rental properties there. And I've always loved real estate. And, you know, if you walk into a room with 1,000 people in it and ask them to raise their hand, the people that have made, you know, a lot of money and where they made it, it's like most of the people in the room are going to say they made a lot of money in real estate. But traditionally, where a lot of people have made a lot of money is in the appreciation. Anybody that bought a house 30 years ago in Southern California has seen unbelievable appreciation. You know, they paid $50,000 for a house, and it's worth $700,000 now. One of the issues, though, with real estate and Southern California is that I don't think it's a realistic expectation to say, I'm going to buy a house for $700,000 now, and in 10 years, it's going to be worth $2 million. It's just, you look at what the average income is like $66,000 is the median household income, and the median house price is around $600,000. So San Diego is kind of getting to the point where it's pricing itself
out of the market.
Out of the market, and there's not a lot of people left that could buy an entry-level home and then move up through the ranks. So what that leads me and other people that think like me to do is start looking, if you want to invest in real estate, probably Southern California is not the best place to do it right now. Then I'm not passing judgment. It's just a pure numbers issue. So what I did is I've looked out of state and I've looked at several areas, and I do have one area that I'm particularly fond of now, and there's a lot of reasons behind it. I did buy one house, and I'm kind of in the process of looking at buying another one right now. And you can buy houses for $40,000 to $50,000 cash.
It sounds like a really bad area. I mean, anybody that thinks about a $40,000 or $50,000 home is thinking, that's kind of got to be in an area of town I'm not interested in.
Well, I mean, obviously, and even in San Diego, a bad area, you're still going to pay, what, $300,000 for a house in a really bad area that you might not want to live in San Diego. So it's all relative. There are going to be good areas and bad areas. And basically with real estate is they break it down to luxury level, and then there's Class A, Class B, and Class C. And these are houses that are Class C houses. So they tend to be maybe a little bit more Section 8, or not. But, you know, in Section 8 areas, it's a government assistance program. So you get your check. You know you're going to get your rent check. Then the key determining factor is making sure you still have good tenants. So one of the key areas, if somebody's going to invest out of state, is they have to know that they have a good team on board, because you could buy the you could get
the
best deal.
So the area you're looking at is out of state?
Yes.
Okay.
It's back east a ways. So, and I'm not going to give a lot of details over the phone or over the air, but if somebody wants to call me, I'll tell them what I know and help them in any way I can. I mean, it's not like I have houses to sell or anything, so it, you know, I'm not promoting this to sell a house or anything, but
although if somebody offered you $100,000 for the house you just paid 40 for, you'd probably take it.
Oh boy, that would be a good. Yes. Let me think about that. Yes. No, but they are Class C houses. But like I said, the key is you can get the best deal on a house. But if you have a bad property manager, and it doesn't really matter whether you're local or out of state, a bad property manager can make a bad experience for owning a rental
property.
So
you can buy a house in an area that's not Class A or high end, but it's rented, and as long as you have good management, you have a much better possibility of making that work out. Why would you even look at these? I mean, what's if appreciation isn't what you're looking for, these are attractive to you for a reason. I know you, and you're, I don't want to say the word miserly, because you make misers look like they spend a lot. So
is that a compliment or is that an insult?
I'm not sure. It depends on whether you're buying dinner or am I buying dinner.
I think you are now, since I'm a miser.
you just make them look like they spend a lot. It's cash flow on this, right?
And it is.
We're coming to the end of the segment, so I just want to make sure.
So
you get a positive cash flow,
a good one. In a nutshell, I mean, if you looked at San Diego and if you were going to buy a rental property and you pay, say, $500,000 for that, that property's probably going to rent for $2,500 a month. Okay. By the time you come up with just enough money to make the down payment just to buy it, because investment real estate, you need usually at least 25% down. your mortgage payment and your expenses are barely going to cover your the rent's barely going to cover that.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll give your number out when we come back. We'll wrap that up. Then we're going to talk to Mike O'Neill, Integrated Alliances. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Ken Huebner.
Stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Ken Huebner.
And I'm Bob Ryan. In just a minute, we're going to be talking with Mike O'Neill. Very excited to have him on board. Integrated Alliances. He is one of Forbes' top 50 social media influencers. Say that fast five times.
I don't think I want to try.
Okay. And sales navigator, expert, trainer, speaker, author, futurist. I'm a futurist. I just don't know whether I'm any good at it. So maybe we can compare some notes.
I'm a futurist living in the past.
That means you're...
Isn't that always the case?
Okay, that's just like, it doesn't... I don't even know where to go with that one. That means you're in the present, right?
Sure.
Okay. Because this is, the present is the future of the past, right?
We're never going to come back from this one.
Okay, yeah. All right, deep hole. So we're talking about cash flow for properties. The reason that you're doing this is not looking for appreciation in the properties.
Right.
It's looking for the cash flow.
I mean, really, there's two ways to make money on properties. Well, two ways, but you could do it as a combination. You could buy a property and plan on having it appreciate in value, and that's where most of your return is. But people that are my age or older start thinking about retirement income. And even further than that, they start thinking about a legacy for the, for their kids. And it, when you get into that mode, I'm not looking to buy a house that 20 or 30 years from now I'm going to make money on. I want to buy a house that I make money on day one. So when I look at it from a cash flow standpoint, when you can go out of state and find certain markets around the country where you can buy a house for $50,000 and sometimes less, and it cash flows you well in excess of a 10% rate of return just on the rent after all your expenses.
In a fairly strong rental market.
Yes. And they tend to not stay empty long. You're not talking about, you know, 6 months of vacancy at a time. Typically, one renter moves out, you get the other one in relatively quickly. Good property management in place, reasonable taxes, reasonable insurance rates, and after everything is paid for and you reserve money for vacancies and maintenance and repairs, you're still making 10% or better return. And you own the property. I mean, I have a deed to that house I bought. You know,
how many houses have you paid cash for?
That's my first one ever. So
does that feel weird, like writing a check cash for a house?
It was. It was kind of strange.
Very cool.
But it was very satisfying.
I bet. Is this the one we're going to share? When we're old and decrepit, nobody else will take us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yay. Got my future plan. All right.
I'm going to have you there to clean.
your phone number.
If anybody wants to get more information, like I said, I don't have anything to sell you, but I will help you with any information
you
need.
He's just a really nice guy.
You can reach my number at 303-814-8184. That's 303-814-8184. It is a Colorado number, but it'll go to a voicemail. I can't answer. Obviously, I'm on the air right now, but I will call you back.
And if somebody comes up with a jingle for that, we'll give you some kind of like special prize.
Royalties?
Dinner with Ken. 303-814-8184. Okay, there's got to be a jingle. I can feel it coming right now. There's a jingle. All right. Thank you, Ken.
I think you should stick with hosting and not
jingle writing.
Jingles.
Okay. Mike O'Neill's with us, CEO, Integrated Alliances, Ford's top 50 social media influencer. I want to be one of those. Mike, welcome to Biz Talk.
Oh, thank you. What a hoot of a show. It's so fun watching you guys on Facebook Live.
Well, how do we look? That's the important thing. How do we look on Facebook Live?
Like you're just made for TV.
I thought you were going to say made for radio.
No, I know you thought that. I know you thought that. You know, you look awesome out there. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
There's
Thank
Aaron
you.
Too. So nice to meet y'all. You know, if you want to do big things in this world, you know, in baseball, let's say, you want to hit 500 home runs in baseball, what's the secret to that?
Take 10,000 at-bats.
Steroids.
you guys hit it on the you're correct. You start a long time ago, right?
Yes.
I mean, you just can't say I want to do that and like I hear about 25-year planning window for buying a house. You know, that doesn't work for some people. But if you want to hit 500 home runs, if you want to hit 30,000 connections on LinkedIn. How do you do that? You start a long time ago, right?
Yep.
And I've actually, in 2009, passed Barack Obama on the way up to 30,000 connections. I connected to John McCain. I'm connected to rock stars on LinkedIn. I have rock stars for clients that play. Well, the drummer for Pat Travers is a client of mine. You should see how fun that is to work with Sandy Gennaro when he steps out from behind the drums, gets out there on stage and speaks about people and uses LinkedIn to drive that, Bob. That's what brought us together.
Now, Mike, a lot of people that's true. We found each other on LinkedIn. A lot of people that are listening are probably people that know about social media and that use it. But then there's a bunch of people as well that have heard about this, but they haven't become active in it. For those people, can we help them just give a brief description of what LinkedIn is? Because I think everybody knows what Facebook is, but what is LinkedIn? And give us a summary of that for those that are not super familiar with it.
Well, everyone's got either Outlook or Gmail, that kind of stuff, right? So let's compare LinkedIn to that instead of to Facebook. Because fundamentally, LinkedIn is about data records. It's about communications. It's not about as much about liking and sharing your videos and where you're going to go tonight and wasn't that show great today and stuff like that. LinkedIn's about inboxes and about databases and about things that are quite a bit more business-like. It's not as fun, quite frankly, unless you're sort of a geeky fool like me, and then it's really, really fun.
Where do you go with
it? How about you?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun, but how do you make it fun if it's not already fun, or can you?
Well, you engage fun people. How's that?
That could make it fun.
You know?
Yep.
You know, look at you and I here. I'm on your show. I'm watching you here, and I've got 5,000 Facebook friends that I just shared the fact that I'm going to be on your show with. You know,
hey, Mike.
Sorry
to interrupt, but speaking of that, it just dawned on me that for our Facebook Live listeners right now,
they're not hearing you.
They can't hear you.
Yeah, they can hear us, but they can't hear you.
We haven't quite got the technology gap to get call-in interviews to Facebook Live. So if you're watching on Facebook Live and you want to hear Mike's half of what he's talking, go to our website at biztalkproductions.com. At biztalkproductions.com, and there's a listen live link, or you can go to ESPN1700.com and go to listen live.
Yeah, either one of those will get you everything. Facebook Live, we haven't figured out a way, and maybe you can help us with this someday, Mike. We haven't figured out a way to get the streaming video from our broadcast into Facebook Live. I know it's got to be. There's a
million audio.
Yeah, there's a bunch of you out there going, what? I know how to do that. It's really easy. If you know that, give us a call. Anyhow, go back to you, Mike. You're talking about making LinkedIn fun.
You know, that little detail about the audio makes a little bit of difference, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Just a tad.
You want to hear a radio show, I think.
Yeah, a little bit there. So, really fundamentally, LinkedIn is the business side of Facebook. You strip away the shiny objects and all the little things that were cooked up in a college lab, and replace them by folks that might have worked at a company like PayPal, which is exactly what you got. The founders of LinkedIn are database sort of folks, PayPal sort of folks, CRM sort of folks. They're not as fun. Now, the fun folks have kind of taken over the serious farm a little bit. You can do all kinds of fun things on LinkedIn, at least in LinkedIn speak. You can share all kinds of stories and videos and posts and do articles and all. But LinkedIn, when you strip it back, is a database that you use for me to find the Bobs of the world and for Bobs to find the Mike O'Neills of the world. So good folks can go on radio shows and promote their business and back and forth, and we can learn interesting things about houses and about other stuff as well. While we're looking at one thing, we find something else. So it might be that you're a technology company out there, and the owner of the company is going like, well, what can I do if I own a company to promote my business? I've got marketing people. I might have a sales rep. Maybe not. But as the owner of a company, LinkedIn lets you step out and be the face of the organization. You're your own Steve Jobs out there. And LinkedIn makes that pretty easy. Now, you mentioned something about Sales Navigator earlier. That
yes.
makes it even a little more easy. Are you a nav person, Bob?
I am.
He drives a Navigator, too, by the way.
In more actually, ways than one person.
But I do love Sales Navigator. It's a great tool.
I took a picture of an emblem on a Navigator and put it in a blog post one time about Sales Navigator.
Oh, so no kidding.
Your tie back.
Very good idea. Very good idea. So
that was kind of cool. I might have photoshopped it a little bit and done even more with it, but you know what the heck. So you know there's two ways to think about LinkedIn. There's I go out and I find what I want, or I just sit back and let it happen to me. And most folks on your call here probably haven't invited many people on LinkedIn, haven't stepped out much, but hopefully we'll convince them maybe that they want to a little bit. So the first step, if you're going to be kind of serious on LinkedIn, is to get your profile looking good. And I'm only going to talk about profiles for about 45 seconds, because that's about as fun as it is. I have someone on my team, Laura Brandt, who does profiles for our clients and stuff. And, you know, she's more in tune to that. I'm more excited like you are, Bob. I'm not the writer guy in the back with the typewriter going ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching like that. But you need both, and you got to get ready to step out. So once you look good and all, then you want to find the folks out there that fit your market. So, Bob, you probably like folks that are high profile, that are speakers and trainers, folks that are used to being in front of the camera, you know, whatever it is. They got a face for radio folks, maybe. Who knows?
Mike, let me have you hold. Mike,
you want to reach out to,
Mike,
right?
let me have you hold that thought. We got to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to hear Mike O'Neill, one of the top LinkedIn experts in the world, talk about how you can use it to better your life. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing and Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Ken Huebner.
Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing and Seeing Talk Radio. Tomorrow we have in studio with us Peter Burns, and he has over 150 startups under his belt, and Bruce Bleckman, CEO of ECC Funding. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Katie Jansen.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Did we switch out somebody?
I think we did. It was behind your back.
What happened?
Very covert thing.
Either Ken got a lot prettier, or you took over his headset.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
I think Katie's got a background in LinkedIn, too, so I think Ken might have thought she might have something to add to this conversation.
Yeah. And we'll talk with Mike O'Neill in just a second, one of the foremost experts on LinkedIn and Sales Navigator, and he's an author, futurist, industry leader, speaker, and all around just amazing guy. Before we go there, Ken was talking about cash flow properties. We're not trying to force you to do anything. If you have interest in it, give him a call, 303-814-8184. And I know there's a jingle in there somewhere. It just is too rhythmic. 814-8184.
If you leave a message on his machine with the best jingle, we'll play it on the air.
There we go.
How
good idea.
We'll outsource our problems.
Good, and thank you for stopping me from doing the jingle again.
Okay. That's why I did.
All right, 303-814-818. I couldn't help myself. 8184. All right, sorry. All right, let's get back to Mike. Mike O'Neill, thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks a lot. You know, my Colorado phone number is very similar to Ken's.
Is it really? Similar. Does it have a rhythm to it like his?
Oh yeah. It could be a reprise.
Well, you know what? We need to give out information about how people can contact you as well. We might as well do that now. Do you want to give out your website or your phone number or both?
Yeah, we'll just do the website.
Okay.
The phone number's there. It's integratedalliances.com. So it's www.integrated, you know, put together, alliances like we have here, .com.
Integratedalliances.com. And that's where you can reach Mike O'Neill. Now, Mike, you were just getting ready to talk about how to make LinkedIn useful and the kinds of steps that you take to do that. And you kind of said the profile is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all to everything. Kind of go into the message you were getting ready to tell everybody about making LinkedIn work for people.
Yeah, well, I'll tell a client story here that kind of plays this together. So one of my favorite clients is Kellen Flickinger. Kellen's a business coach. He was an executive for big utility companies up in Canada, and he coaches the finest folks there are. Real big, important speakers, trainers, media people get coached by Kellen, and so do I. And Kellen Kellen wants to add 5,000 connections to his LinkedIn network. He's got 3,000 now that he's got. It took him a long time to get there. And in the next year or so, he'd like to add 5,000 because he's stepping out with programs out there that he wants to sell to people. You know, he's got an information product and a coaching program and masterminds and all. So we found that, you know, the folks that are business owners, CEOs, chief executive officers, folks at the very top of the company, are best for him. They love working with Kellen. He's their age. He knows them. He knows their inside and out. But we also found there's a whole bunch of those people out there. So our approach with Kellen was to take all of that and combine it with his musicianship. He's also a musician. He's got a grand piano. He's got a production studio. So when Kellen goes out to find the folks he wants to work with, he finds just the titles and the places and the job experiences and all. And then we add a little string like music and stuff like that in. And these folks just love Kellen because they can talk about music in addition to talking about being coach. They get to talk about something they love, and they can talk at a serious level about it. Now, in some cases, that might be sports for some folks. It might be cars for others, rock concerts for me. I'm into concerts and cars. You work your little searchy on me. You mention anywhere in there cars or concerts. Mention Roger Waters, Guns N' Roses. Mention Lynyrd Skynyrd to me. You got 30 minutes of my time just like that. And that's the technique we use for Kellen to get him appointments with the folks that most want to spend 30 minutes, an hour, spend $5,000 a month eventually, because they like his style and they put that personal touch, that little Facebooky element, into the LinkedIn environment, and it was unexpected. I just tell that little story. You can create your own little version of that and make it work for you, Bob, well, or any of your readers
that,
here can.
I like that story, but what I need from you is to help me create my 5,000 additions to LinkedIn, and I need something so cool that I'll get the people that will buy what I'm selling on the first call.
Okay, you're going to be doing something that's called high volume, all right? You're trying to marry someone on the first date.
Yes, that's it. I want them to buy on the first call.
On the head.
Yeah, and if they don't buy on the first call, I want them to pass. So can you get me a list of people that buy what I sell the first time I talk to them?
Well, here, the first step is to connect with them. Let's start there. We'll
okay, so you're going to make me back up. You're going to make me work for this then.
So, Mike, were you the one? Are you helping him get those additional connections? Or are you actually consulting with him, telling him how to be more likable on LinkedIn to get people that he's already connected with to buy from him, or to at least maybe take a meeting from him? How is that working?
That's a really well done statement there.
As opposed to mine a few minutes ago, which was supposed to be a joke, and like we don't have the crickets playing, but it should have. So back to Aaron's intelligent statement. All right.
So we mentioned, you know, you get your profile and your graphics looking good, so you look presentable at a glance. Count on people just glancing at your profile, just glancing at you. Don't count on them reading it. They're going to look at it and go thumbs up or thumbs down kind of quickly for the most part. Some folks will actually read quite a bit, but it needs to look good. It could be the same words in one great big fat paragraph or broken up nicely so it's easy to read. You understand what that's like. You've seen that before. The next part is targeting and finding out who do I want to work with? Who do I want to engage on LinkedIn and business, you know, meet for a cup of coffee, you know, be my $5,000 a month customer. And that's called targeting. And if you've got Sales Navigator, you can do a lot with that. On LinkedIn.com, you're a little more limited on that. But either way, you identify people with a series of things, keywords, job titles, locations, industries. You put a bunch of things into the stew to make this stew. It's not just all beef. It's got carrots and lettuce and who knows what else. Does lettuce go in a stew? Maybe not. Maybe not there.
Cabbage goes into cabbage stew.
There we go. Cabbage.
Yeah. Cabbage,
lettuce.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
So it's what, a hobo stew.
There you go.
So eventually, though, you put all this stuff in. You're kind of like it's a craps table or roulette table where you're putting a little bit over here. I'll give me a little bit of location for that, a little bit of title for that. And eventually you push the button and the little wheel goes around and it brings back 500 people perhaps or so. And you got to weed through that. Who am I? I don't have time for 500 people. You know, what am I going to do? Well, you that use the word music to filter it down, or something else to find folks that you might angle this way or that way with. All you care about is that they connect with you in this stage. Oh, you're not setting the hook or anything. You're just getting them to connect.
So this is a keyword
search.
After
they connect, that's where the action happens.
Right. So it sounds like you're doing a keyword search within Sales Navigator, which is a part of LinkedIn. Is that searching all of LinkedIn, or is that just going to focus on the people that you've already got as connected with you?
It does ones, twos, and threes, and an amazingly number of three pluses, as they call it. On Sales Navigator, you're searching a whole lot more than you are on LinkedIn. Your results bring back quite a few more results.
By ones, twos, and threes, those are the level of connections, right? Ones would mean they're connected with you personally. Twos is a connection of a connection, right? And then so on, right, to thirds, which would be three levels separated from you.
Like an org chart. Yeah, you got it exactly.
So you're casting a wide net then.
We're listening to Mike O'Neill, CEO of Integrated Alliances.
And so you're casting a wide net. What sort of things can you search for? What are some of the things that people might want to look for in order to target the kind of folk that they're looking to get in front of?
Well, you mentioned it. Job titles and keywords are the best ones. Those are the areas where you can string words together, like guitar or keyboards. You know, guitar and keyboards. You know, you see the difference on that, right?
Right.
Eddie Van Halen or, you know, just Joe Walsh, right?
Yep, or Santana.
Or Santana.
Yep. So, Mike, Mike, you've got your website that people can go to, which is integratedalliances.com, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
And
okay.
There's a button there to book a call if you'd like to have a call with me, see if we can do some one-on-one time together.
Right.
Right
now,
there on the site.
So the best way, if somebody is understands that LinkedIn can be a powerful tool, but they don't know how to use it correctly, that's kind of the person you're looking to talk to, correct? Rather than the person that doesn't, I mean, are you willing to talk to somebody who has absolutely no idea what LinkedIn is, or would you prefer they know a little bit about it before they contact you?
Well, I work with business owners and folks that make decisions, so we've kind of start there.
Okay.
Sales teams, business owners, people who make decisions. If I can start at the absolute nowhere spot with somebody, it's pretty rare that that's the case. They don't realize the appreciate LinkedIn as much as someone who's stumbled around a little bit, you know, maybe tried a few things and failed, but they've got a profile out there. They've got something going. I usually work with folks that are already out there on LinkedIn. Very seldom, actually, do I find someone who's not out there, at least. They may not be doing much with it sometimes. But it's there. It might have been there 10 years ago, 7 years ago even. They haven't touched it.
All right,
it's amazing what it looks like 7 years later.
All right, so I was joking, just seriously joking, when I said get me a list of people or get me the 5,000 people that will buy what I'm selling on the first call. That was a joke. We should have had crickets playing in the background for that one because nobody got it. But I've looked at LinkedIn as something that's a cool tool, and I can find amazing people like you. Has anybody yet figured out a way to monetize LinkedIn other than making these amazing contacts? Are there ways that, because I know there's ways to monetize Facebook and Instagram and others, but from what I understand, monetizing LinkedIn is not the easiest thing in the world to do. Is that something that you think is still on the horizon, or is not there yet, or we can't do, or what?
Well, there's a whole industry around this. You know, that's the industry that I'm in. You know, people have been paying me to teach them how to use LinkedIn and train their sales teams for 13 years.
Well, Mike, we're going to have to find Mike. Hang on, Mike. We're going to have to go to a break. We're going to find out more about what you can do to help people. The next segment's probably the best. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Katie Jansen.
And we're talking with Mike O'Neill, Integrated Alliances. And you're going to hear the best part of this when we come back. Don't you go anywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing It's Seeing Talk Radio. We'd like to take a moment to thank our engineer, Jeff Bilodeau, our music by Derek Audette, and our interns, Sarah, Andrew, Leah, and Deidre, and of course, Katie Jensen, our Biz Talk Director of PR and Marketing. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Katie Jansen.
Yes, you are. Our new PR and marketing director. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for
being with us as a group.
I'm Bob Ryan. We'll be speaking just 1 second. We're going to wrap up with Mike O'Neill and find out how he can help you with LinkedIn in a way that can benefit you. And I really am anxious to hear this. Before I do, well, let me give out Ken's phone number one more time. 303-814-8184. And God, I really want to do a jingle with that. I can't sing. If I could sing, I would do it. 814-8184. There's a lot of people out there.
Leah's going to sing. Leah has a beautiful voice.
What?
You know what's funny is I remember one from Nickelodeon when I was really young about a P.O. box, and forever I will remember that P.O. box number.
Way.
So real jingle does work. I don't know if any listeners remember Stick Stickley from Nickelodeon. Maybe I'm younger than most people.
Probably so.
Because I'm not going to do the jingle on
No,
either.
Okay.
So let's just get back to the
well, what
the
about plop,
stuff.
Plop, fizz, fizz? Oh, what a relief it is. I mean, come on.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? No. Oh, my gosh.
There's a generation gap here.
Oh, I hate being so old that half the people I talk to have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about, Bob.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
You do not.
I do.
You're that old?
Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Wow.
That's not appropriate.
All right. I'm going to get myself into trouble. I better go back to Mike O'Neill. Mike, bail me out here.
Hey, guys, there's always room for Jell-O, right?
That's right. That's right. And now we got Bill Cosby as the topic of conversation. Okay. Let's go back to LinkedIn and the cool things you can do, that maybe some of the stories how you've helped people. I understand you can increase their presence and get more contacts, but how does that turn into revenue or income or value to somebody?
All right, so let's start out with something really easy, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna share something that everyone can do.
You got my attention on that one.
Okay. So grab your customer list,
right,
the folks you're already working with, and find them on LinkedIn. You got a little search box at the top. Find them on LinkedIn. Not going to go over the details. Put a name in. Eventually, you find them. And when you're looking at them, if you're not connected, you want to connect. So go ahead, send an invite. You know, say something nice. You know, maybe you put it a little message in Word and paste it in or something. But say something nice. But here, while you're there, looking at their profile, look over to the right, and there's people just like them, people who own other companies, similar prospects, sitting right on the panel on the right. Take a look over there and see if you wouldn't want to do business with some of those folks. There's a whole lot of that kind of functionality in Sales Navigator, and that's what I pretty much specialize in, is taking that to the next level, finding folks like the folks you already want to work with, other decision makers at the same company. There's some great facilities over there, similar people. You might also like these kind of people. That stuff's all over in LinkedIn, a little more on the Sales Navigator premium side where you got to pay $80 a month. But it works anywhere. Grab your customer list, grab your vendors, make sure you're connected to all the folks you already know, the lowest hanging people, and while you're there, look on the right and see who else is kind of like them. And as you jump around to those folks, you see who's like them and like them. That's a way to easily build up a couple hundred really great connections of folks that as you connect with them, you send a note afterwards that says, gosh, I just looked at your profile. It kind of seems, you know, we're made for one another. Like you and I, Bob, I probably sent you that kind of a message.
Yes, you did. And I was impressed. Obviously, I was because you're on my show. What? That's good.
We'll call this a success case.
I would say
simple
so.
Simple thing. Break it down into pieces. Find your existing customers, partners, vendors, the folks you already know, lowest hanging fruit. Invite them first, and then look on the right on their profile and see other folks like them. That's the simple, easiest thing to light a fire for everyone on the call here.
Okay,
everyone can do that.
I got to say something. This is going to be silly, and I know everybody listening is going to think it's silly, but I think this affects people, the rejection factor. I think there are people that feel like if they send an invitation for somebody to connect and they don't, that it's a rejection. And if you send out 1,000 invitations to connect, I mean, when I first went on LinkedIn, I uploaded my database with like 10,000 names on it, sent it all out. Well, I got back a lot, but there was a whole lot of people that didn't connect. And I had this like twinge of why not? How do you deal with people that are worried about the rejection factor in LinkedIn? I know it's silly, but I think it's there.
Well, you're talking about a passive rejection as if you've been ignored as opposed to being rejected in your face, like, why did you even send me this invite, right?
Yeah, but I'm very sensitive, you know.
Yes, I know. You're so sensitive. I know, you guys. You're so sensitive. Your heart is just so
That's right.
So difficult.
That's right. So the passive rejection hurts a lot, too, you know.
Well, Bob, chances are they didn't even see it. They don't even know what's there, and it's still sitting there years later. They just didn't see it. They just didn't know. Years later, folks will connect with you.
So
they may not be on LinkedIn.
In my happy place,
they just may not be there very often.
In my happy place in my mind, they just never saw my invitation. That's why they didn't send it back.
That's correct.
So
let me pick up on that.
All right.
Next step are those folks that connect to you and never respond to anything you send them afterwards.
Another form of rejection to deal with.
Yep.
But if people are in sales,
that feels more like a rejection afterwards than it does in the first place, because they did recognize you, they did accept, and now they've just sort of written you off. Okay. Let me tell you about that. You want to know the answer on that one?
I would love to know the answer, because I don't like to live in pain from rejection. You know.
Isn't it fun to connect to somebody? You know, you push a button on your phone, it goes, yay, you got another one. It's like a point, you know, another one. I got 12,278 now. I got another point, right?
I know. The first thing I do when I wake up is pull up LinkedIn and see how many more I got last night. What a life.
and for the most part, you'll just connect with those folks, but you may not ever see another message from them. Your LinkedIn inbox is full of stuff now. It just pushes that stuff on down.
Right.
You can
right.
only see three messages in your inbox now. Chances are there's 9,700 messages below it, and down there somewhere are some messages you'd really like to still have, you know, still get back to you, right?
Yep. So what you're saying is that sometimes you send people messages and it's just they have so many connections it just filters down and they're not rejecting you, they're not responding. They just have so much coming in and they haven't got a management system that allows them to see every piece of that. So the whole rejection factor really is something that if you can blow by and understand that people aren't rejecting you, it's just a system that doesn't allow every person to respond.
Yeah, it would be nice if there was a nice little inbox that would give users a tickler if they haven't responded and stuff. There's just not much intelligence in the inbox there. Don't blame it on the user. It's really, you know, that's not one of the areas that LinkedIn is really, really powerful in. Great in searches, great in profiles, not so good at inboxes. That's Google's business.
Right. So if we can get by the rejection and you help people expand their LinkedIn presence, how does that then turn into revenue or something really good for the person that's hiring you?
Well, the first step is when you connect on LinkedIn, that's the first step in the buying cycle. You've got, what, 7 steps you got to take? That's probably steps 1 and 2. I acknowledged you. I connected to you on LinkedIn. I've accepted your invitations. We're 25% of the way to close by the time we connect with someone on LinkedIn. It knocks that part down. If they never respond at all on LinkedIn at all, we've got their email address. LinkedIn gives us that. I'm just going to pick up and try that. Instead of guitar, I'll try bass. Instead of bass, I'll try keyboards. I'm going to pick up the phone. All those are options. If they think it's just a matter of time until you're going to track me down, they'll pick you up a little bit sooner. I'm going to hound you down till I find you. I'm going to hunt you every which way. I'll be at your door if you don't answer my question. You know, not quite like that, but, you know, you have a humorous show. What can I say?
Yeah, and if you're a hunter, it helps, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, if you've ever been in a sales role, LinkedIn is God's gift to you because you can be a little anonymous. Rejection in person when people talk to you on the phone and hang up or they slam the door in your face is one thing, but you're sitting with your pretty slippers down in your basement much of the part while you're doing this LinkedIn stuff, and rejection isn't so hard in that situation.
I want to know how you know I sit with my pretty slippers on while I'm doing this. This technology's gone a little overboard.
Facebook Live.
because I think we're a lot alike, Bob. That's
right. So, Mike, it sounds like your lead generation is something you can do well. You've found your leads. You've made an introduction. Then what do you do after? Once somebody says, I acknowledge you, where does it go from there? How does LinkedIn special after that?
You want a phone call. You want to get to a phone call. You use LinkedIn as your feeder to make a phone call.
To get to the phone call.
And the phone call may be all there is. You might end up, you know, if you're local or so, getting a meeting going. In most cases nowadays, we're dealing with customers who aren't local. I wouldn't say most, but many of my clients are dealing with clients that are not in the city they're in. So they're just trying, the whole purpose of the whole campaign and LinkedIn process is to get a phone call and see if we jive.
So that's the key to this. That's the real key. The LinkedIn is the funnel that gets you to that conversation in person, on the phone, which is where if you've that gets you to the party, but if you don't bring some good champagne, you don't get to stay. You got to have something of value on that phone call. Would that be correct?
That's correct. And if you fish with the right lure, you catch the right kind of bait. So be looking for the right people with the right criteria, and they'll be a lot more interested in talking to you. My friends who talk to Kellen love to talk to him because they're business owners. They can talk business smack, but they get some a little conversation in about the latest Kimball keyboard whoop-de-wanky-doo thing.
And this is what you help people do. You help them identify their markets. You work with them to get the right kinds of connections, step them through this process, and get them on the phone and take them to the next level. That's kind of your – not kind of. That sounds like what you're really good at doing.
Yeah, and I do it for folks just like you, Bob, although you need a lot less help than most folks.
But I wouldn't say that. I need a lot
Bob's
more help.
Bob's already an influencer. He's doing pretty well.
Well, I tell you what. I think that what you do is very needed because it took me forever once I discovered LinkedIn. It took me forever to figure out how to make it work at all. And if I would have had you back then, I think things would have been amazingly much more advanced and different. Let me give out your website one more time. It's integratedalliances.com. Mike O'Neill, and it's O, capital O, capital N-E-I-L. Is that correct?
Apostrophe N-E-I-L.
There we go. N-E-I-L, apostrophe N-E-I-L. Mike, thank you so much. I hope you get a lot of calls from this. And stay frosty, as they say. Head on a swivel. Keep going because you're really good at this. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye, Mike.
Thanks, everyone, for
Thanks,
the call.
Mike.
You're a lot of fun, folks.
And the voice of reason?
And the voice of reason, Ken Huebner. We'll have his number, by the way, we had him on a couple of times. If you're interested in that whole cash flow, I know the whole cash flow real estate thing, that Kiyosawa cash flow stuff, it's like really popular. Ken actually has it wired. I mean, it's kind of cool. 303-814-8184. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm the voice of reason.
It's such an amazing voice, too. Folks, you have a great and prosperous day. Bye-bye.